So this patient has a diagnosis of Cushing's. Now, of course, there's many different causes, such as exogenous steroids. There's ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. There could be a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung secreting ACTH, or the adrenal gland itself could be overproducing cortisol. So the question didn't go into the cause, but we clearly have a histological slide of the adrenal gland here. So we're just assuming this patient has Cushing's syndrome caused by an oversecretory or an oversecreting zona fasciculata. We're not looking at a tumor per se. We're just looking at the layers of the adrenal gland, and we say, okay, like which layer is the zona fasciculata? So just for starters, we have the adrenal cortex and we have the adrenal medulla. The adrenal cortex, going from superficial to deep, is GFR, so zona glomerulosa, zona fasciculata, zona reticularis. The zona glomerulosa, that secretes aldosterone. The zona fasciculata, that secretes cortisol. And the zona reticularis, that's going to be making DHEAS, which is known as dihydroepiandrosterone sulfate. It's just an adrenal-specific androgen. And then that layer can also produce androstenedione, which the androstenedione can go to peripheral tissues and be converted into testosterone. So then our adrenal medulla is going to be producing catecholamines. So catecholamines, we start off with phenylephrine as our precursor amino acid. That's converted into tyrosine. Tyrosine is converted into L-DOPA, which becomes dopamine, then norepinephrine, then epinephrine. Okay, so all those moieties, those are going to be catecholamines, but specifically dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine. Any question regarding those is going to be the adrenal medulla where they're secreted. Now, looking at the histological slide here, this is actually like an ooh, wow, like a little bit tricky, because choice A actually refers to the capsule. It's not the zona glomerulosa. And this is not a trick question. This is actually something that's high yield for USMLE, where at first, if you say, okay, zona fasciculata is the second most superficial layer, that's our answer for Cushing disease, so shouldn't it be choice B? No, it's not, because choice A is our capsule, choice B is actually our zona glomerulosa, and then choice C is our zona fasciculata, okay? So you have to take into account the capsule. It's just a thin layer on the top. Now, and you can also see the color difference between these layers. And then choice D is going to be the zona reticularis, and choice E, finally, is our medulla. So that's kind of the take-home point, is not just knowing the layers of the adrenal cortex and what they produce, as well as what the adrenal medulla produces, but your little point of value here is being aware that the capsule is a thin layer that the USMLE will show you on histologic slides, and so you're not going to get fucked up by that if you see an image on your real exam. Okay, that's it.